Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium podcast. This is day 1220 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Wisdom Unplugged. This short nugget of wisdom includes an inspirational quote with a little bit of additional content for today's trek. Consider this your vitamin supplement of wisdom for today. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from Robert Louis Stevenson, and it is, "If a man loves labor of any trade, apart from any question of success or fame, then God has called him." So today's nugget will be, love your work. Maybe we should redefine what true success and fame really are. If you enjoy, or I might add, if you love your work, regardless of how financially rewarding or attention-grabbing it is, shouldn't you be considered a success as you bask in the satisfaction of a job well done? This thought reminds me of two verses in the Bible from the wisest man on earth, King Solomon, who wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24, "So I decided that there is nothing better than to enjoy food and drink and to find satisfaction in work. Then I realized that these pleasures are from the hand of God." And the second verse is Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 18. "Even so, I have noticed one thing at least that is good. It is good for people to eat, drink, and enjoy the work under the sun during the short life God has given them, and to accept their lot in life." To be satisfied and content with your work in life, regardless of your status, regardless of what others may think, or the size of the bank account, is a life well lived. God has created each of us unique with our certain abilities, talents, intellect, and gifts. We should rejoice in how He created us. We are only responsible for how we utilize what God has blessed us with. We should not compare ourselves to anyone else. God desires for us to live fully as we work together building His kingdom here on earth. As you are faithful and content with what you have, God may provide you with even more. This basic principle is found in Luke chapter 16, verse 10. "If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities." Learn to love and enjoy what you already do. It is then that you will find contentment, success, and fame. And that's a wrap for today's Wisdom Unplugged quote. If you'd like free access to my database of over 11,000 inspirational quotes, the link is available on the main page of wisdom-trek.com. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of wisdom, encourage your friends and family to join us. And then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,219 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally. Listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Worldview Wednesday.